When attending theater, I always think of a conversation I had with a world-class Shakespearean scholar many years ago. She made a point of saying that in Shakespeare's time, people going to the theater would say they were going to hear a play. The point was to listen to the words of the playwright. The action, costumes, scenery, and possibly music were supporting elements of the experience. It was words that made the theatrical experience rich and fulfilling. The flourishes, like falling chandeliers, flying superheroes, and giant apes came later. With live theater being an almost endangered species, that emphasis on the spoken word has a special resonance today. The go-to medium for theater has been Zoom-like presentations, which get better every month. But still, with flat, two-dimensional, talking head digital productions, it is the word that is still dominant. There now seems to be a trend to skip the visuals, go right to the words. Some theater companies are embracing radio, audiobooks, and podcasts. There is a touch of irony concerning the recent presentation of the Public Theater's production of Richard II. The Public, a company I greatly admire, decided that for the summer 2020 presentation of Richard II, it would use director Shaheem Ali's concept of presenting the work as if it were a radio show. Richard II is about a fractured society with a broken social system. The country is led by an egomaniacal ruler. To make the issues in the play relative to contemporary times, Shaheem chose to cast it almost exclusively with actors of color. Since the Public could not offer the play in its outdoor theater space in Central Park, an almost insanely obvious conclusion was reached. Offer the play on radio. July 13th to 16th, Richard II was presented as a four-part series on public radio station WNYC, a live theater piece designed as if presented as a radio show, produced as a radio show. It's the definition of something going full cycle. But there's also a thing called evolution. The radio show is now a podcast available on the Public Theater website. For an opportunity to hear the play, Richard II, go to publictheater.org. This concept of presenting theater as only a spoken word experience is also the hallmark of the Williamstown Theater Festival's 2020 summer season. At the start of the pandemic, the choices for theater seemed to be closing completely, or refiguring the theater for social distancing, or producing only one or two-person plays for on- and backstage safety. None of the choices appealed to Mandy Greenfield, Williamstown's artistic director. Instead, in April, she announced a collaboration between WTF and Audible, the world's largest producer and provider of original spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, in order to produce the entire season on audio. What sounds like a simple solution is actually an enormous technical and logistical challenge. Actors are in their own private space, working with recording equipment that is unfamiliar, and I would suppose terrifying to many. Interaction is difficult. Time is also a factor. We are ending July, and the first show just started production. The goal is to record all shows by Labor Day. That's a true challenge, as it means a short rehearsal period and little time for run-throughs. Because of actors' availability, the assumption is group scenes will be taped first. That will be accomplished with actors at separate sites. Once those scenes are mixed together, working one-on-one or two-person scenes will be recorded. In other words, it's unlikely the shows will be produced sequentially. There are challenges for the actors, but it is the expertise of Audible sound engineers and editors that will be critical to producing the final product of quality that all desire. The production is complicated. Marketing is another dilemma. Because of Williamstown's commitment to new and challenging work, most titles are unfamiliar. The keystone production of the season is Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire, starring Audra McDonald, Bobby Cannavale, and Carla Gugino. Great actors, but outside the world of theater, they are not household names. Amongst the other six plays, only Photograph 51, a play about the competition to be the first to decipher DNA, has had another production, and that was in London. The other five are world premieres, and all sound exciting. An example of the challenging material is the Sean Bury International Hotel and Butterfly Club. It's about a group of transgendered women who stay at a Thailand hotel waiting for the results of their final confirmation surgery. It's a play about bonding, support, fear, and courage. I expect it to be fun to hear. For details on the schedule of plays and casts, go to WTFestival.org. As of now, there are no release dates or prices. WTF has announced that the productions will be made available first to new donors who contribute at the $600 level or higher. Those who increase their current donation level will also move to the head of the line, which at this point we can only hope is very long and dedicated. However, whatever platforms theater uses to deliver its product, you can stay tuned to 90.3 FM, where WAMC will continue to deliver the best in entertainment, talk, and news. This is Bob Geffert, Detroit Record.